Wolves must fear people for wolves and people to coexist. That's according to new research from the University of Washington. The study found people often mean different things when they talk about wolf management. For example, some people say managers should only use lethal removal when wolves can't be rehabituated through non-lethal methods, like loud noises and flashing lights. Other people say they hope wolves would assess risks and pass along fear of those risks to the next generations. Rob Anderson is the study's lead author.
So there's this tension between changing behavior on the individual level versus changing behavior to actually train animals in a more long-term sense.
Anderson says he hopes the research can help people better communicate about wolf management.